Thursday night, Chavis Halvavus, Chav Hei Sivan. And we're doing Chavis Halvavus Shara B'tochen. I'm sorry, see everybody sleeping, didn't even hear me say Shara B'tochen. Everybody's just sitting there, yeah, okay, yeah. Shara Cheshbon HaNefesh. And we're up to number 15. No, 14. We start at 14, and 14, which starts on the bottom of page Vayishlach Nun Gimel, talks about how you use the your capacity, your kochos nefesh, your capacity to like, to love, to be friendly towards, to have positive feeling towards. So realize that normally it would be quite common, or it's human nature, to use that quality towards someone when it's reciprocal. And therefore, right, realize that. This is what the Cheshbon HaNefesh is here are, to think about, life, to think about realities. So he says, consider and think how you use these emotions, your capacity to love, your capacity to like, your capacity to feel positive towards someone in whom it's reciprocated. Koshkein, if the person's a hush of a person and has these positive feelings to you, so you will even more so, more intensely, want to reciprocate or feel a reciprocal love or friendliness or positivity. The Koshkein, if he does things for you and it's totally agendaless and he does it selflessly, Koshkein, you'll feel that way and you will want to thank him and you will want to give back something to him. Now we'll stop in the second line on page Resh Nun Dalet. The emotion nonu azos, and if this is how we act, lenivra cholosh. What's the next word? It's erased. Yesterday was what?
Kamonu.
What?
Kamonu.
Lenivra cholosh kamonu. Someone who's our equal, our peer. Pi kama mizeh. Certainly, so much more so. Chayovim onu levarenu yisale, asher hodiyonu hashliach olav hashalom b'shmo. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how he refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the human condition is that you have positive feelings and you want to reciprocate and you want to pay back someone that is friendly to you, does favors for you, likes you. So you feel positive back. So Koshkein, and if that's true in a Nivra Cholosh, what is it already? So Koshkein, with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kama Chayovim Anu Levareinu Yisala, Asher Hodiyonu Hashliach Olav Hashalom B'Shmo, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Shehu Oev Asu Moseinu, that's a chiddush right there. Besides all the good Hashem, and he talks about this in Shaar Avodas Elokim, besides all the good that Hashem bestows upon us just as human beings, we share a tremendous receipt of the Hashpah of Tova from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we exist, and that we're alive, and that we're human. Right, everything's a tremendous madrego. We don't have to exist. We could be a rock. We could be an animal. We're human. That we have in common with all of humanity. But then there's a special ahava. It says this in Pirkei Avos also. As much as Hashem is a mative and loves humanity, or feels positive towards humanity, as a mative to humanity. Hashem, you don't talk about really feelings, but there's a more intense bestowal of Tova and a more intense relationship. You see, with the Jewish people, there's a relationship. Sometimes it's called a father and son. Sometimes it's called a husband and wife. In Nach, it's a very intense relationship where he loves us. Ba'amro, it says b'feirish from the pasuk, lo mirubchem mikalo amim, choshak Hashem bochem. What's the next word? Lo mirubchem mikalo amim. Choshak. Choshak. Hashem bochem v'gai miki mi'avos Hashem eschem. The Omar ki na'ar ki na'ar Yisrael v'ohavehu. So Hashem is making a declaration of love for us. V'yim ho'da'osu b'kach hare ro'inu. What's the word after ro'inu? What?
Because I am kuf b'yim. So
Not only has he informed us of this, together with his informing us of this, we see the ramifications. We see what comes in its wake. Hareinu Rik, I have it right, I don't need it. Thank you. Hareinu Ikvos Avosu Lanu Vashkachosu Aleinu Milufanimu Ledoros. We see it in history. If we study history, we see tremendous Hashgacha Pratis, tremendous love. We may not think so, because a lot of times we focus on the bad. But he points out in other places in the Sefer that the standard of living, even in the Golos, throughout the long and bitter Golos, with all of the persecutions and all of the everything that went on, but in when they lived, they almost always had a much higher standard of living than the average guy. They were certainly cleaner because of all the din involving cleanliness. They were always literate. And they didn't just, come home and get drunk, and beat up their wives, which was life pretty much for the rest of humanity until the Enlightenment. So we see, and the very survival of the Jewish people, we're familiar with that idea. So how do we not reciprocate? We have to, Terry says, we don't think about the first love. We don't think about it. He wants you to think, right? That's the whole point here. The whole exercise of Shara Bechina is to think. When do you think about these? Shara Cheshvan HaNefesh, I'm sorry. Bechina is also to think. You think about different things. Here is making a list of things to think about. Think about how Hashem loves you. Pesach, next time you take a walk in the street, instead of listening to music, you probably don't.
I don't.
You probably don't even own an MP3 or an iPod.
I have MP3
for shiur. Instead of listening to a shiur, even if it's mine, think how this Hashem loves you. And then you should feel back reciprocation. And there's so much to think about. You can walk on the street and think about how he loves the Jewish people. You don't have to think about yourself from a selfish perspective. You think about Klal Yisrael. He thinks out of Mitzrayim. He gave us the Torah. We survived Golos, right? That's famous, how that's such a miracle. Shuvu Karveinu. Uma'odeinu b'chol dor. Kamro, Lafkab Zosber, B'yosem Ber Tzayveyem. Loi ma'astim, loi ga'altim. Ba'omar ki avodim anachnu u'ba'abduseinu lo azavunu elokeinu. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. We did Averis, we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Mikdash was destroyed. That would be the end of the history of any other country. And we, and it was a promise in the Torah that Hashem won't leave us. And kachavi, it happened. We didn't survive because of because of sociological reasons. We survived because of the Yad Hashem that had us survive. So how he did it is already, but there's an underlying a Okay, we'll stop here, and then you're going to continue. This is like Shlav 1.